When I first heard about this 2005 novel, Marley and Me, I was a little bit wary. I thought it could be a very Disney kind of moment. And thankfully, the movie itself, when I hadn't read the book, of course, because I'm a movie fan, there was a wonderful amount of, you know, don't get married kind of advice in it. And also, we had this wonderful dog, which made me think, really, the core of this is, it could have been called Lassie, Get the Hell Off My Leg. There was that notion that that's
well,
really
it
the,
was like, right, it yeah. wasn't kind of like, a, oh, okay, the dog's just going to do kind of hilarious stuff. There is that, but it is sort of, you know, kind of the relationship and kind of the humor in that, but also sort of, you know, the real life kind of like the challenges, mm-hmm. you know, of what kind
of marriage and
yeah.
career and sort of family.
Well, that notion to it, as I say, it does, is a very smart movie in many ways, and that great advice about not getting married is there, but also for a lot of
about
people.
About not getting married?
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
I thought you
Are you married?
No.
You're not?
No. But I did feel that there was a kind of notion that it just seemed at times such a struggle
well,
to be married.
Well, it isn't like, well, it, what, I mean, that's what made it honest,
that's
is that it's
it
not like
well,
kind of
I
like the fairy tale,
because yeah,
obviously
yeah.
we're, you know, still married at the end and still
sure.
in love. And but it is sort of, I think that's kind of the problem people probably have kind of going into stuff, is it's going to be all sort of smooth sailing, but of course there's ups and downs.
Well, of course,
that's what we loved about it, honestly.
Well, that's what I felt yeah. too, was that was the kind of, I was delighted that there was that sort of edge to it.
Yeah.
But the other side, of course, is how cute dogs can be, and I'm just wondering, how many yellow labs died during the making of the movie, do you know?
How many were there? Jeez, in the first couple of months, it was hot in Miami, so
they just didn't die. We didn't kill any of our dogs.
Yeah.
They're just
well, there was a wrap party. Wasn't there a barbecue or something at the
no,
end?
No.
I thought there was. There was 27, I think, altogether.
No, there's
so
22.
So at least that's 26 dead and one lived. he was kept for promotional purposes.
Yeah.
We should mention Ireland, the fact that there's a wonderful kind of, you go to the green and very fertile, it turns out, Ireland for in the movie. And,
yeah.
and we were trying to figure out exactly where, and I kind of read it was Connemara, and then I know you were saying Sherburne.
It's not
and,
that. It's one mother. It's a
Galway.
I should
know all these things.
It's a couple syllables.
Yeah. But did you get some time? I think you took a little bit more time out because you have some Irish roots, which explains all your beauty and your wit and your intelligence. And
yes.
Did you get to find any of that or go anywhere near it?
I
found
did.
His wit and his
yes.
beauty and his intelligence
yes.
and remarried it all over again. He
exactly.
renewed his vows with himself.
It's good to be reacquainted with it, yes.
But for you, Jennifer, of course, you give me
I had Guinness for my first Guinness.
God, those Guinness, yeah.
Which is basically like drinking
like
bark.
Yeah,
I thought it would be a good opportunity too for you, Jennifer, to apologize to the nation for Leprechaun. It would have been like you're in the country.
I should
country,
have apologized.
So it would have been nice to make some sort of public
but didn't
address
that punish
or
me enough?
Like at the airport with
Desmond,
like some
my
kind
karma
of,
take care
you
of
that
it.
Little
what about you guys apologizing to her for unleashing
these little creatures
demons on the world?
Yeah. Hopscotching through people's hearts.
Yes.